listening to Mornings with Bruce Allen.
The morning show is hilarious.
Wait a minute. It's not the morning show. I play that during the mornings. It's not. I'm sorry. We'll cut it short on that one. There's more important things to do this afternoon. It's really weird. You know, you get a guest come by. The first thing you see is a security detail coming by, you know, consisting of Jennifer and Julia. Julia. Did I say Julia? It's Julie. Okay. Well, first of all, say hi.
Hi.
They're embarrassed. Yeah, I put him on the spot. But he's glad I did. He's getting a good laugh out of it. So, and then the star of the show, celebrating the release of his new CD called So Long, Small Town. Everybody, welcome to the Texas46Radio.com studios. It's Ethan Hansen.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome. Yeah, and I appreciate the sir, even though it's unnecessary. It just ages me considerably. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come on by here. And you're a New Braunfels High School dude.
Yes, sir. I'm a junior at New Braunfels High School.
Cool. So. And that's my old stomping grounds.
Yeah, really.
Matter of fact, everybody in my family, kids, wife, everybody graduated from New Braunfels High School.
Very cool.
So we've been around here a while. And okay, so New Braunfels High School, junior, what do you do, man? What do you do over there to pump up the team, man? What sports are you in, or if any at all?
Yeah, I'm on the soccer team. We just made playoffs. We've got a game tomorrow against Clark, and then I run cross country.
Okay. So yeah, you had mentioned cross country earlier, and the only thing that I could do when you said cross country is say, I am so sorry. And I tell you what, when I took my kids to school, and we came around those corners right before, I guess is it Ohio?
Yes.
Whatever street that is right there. And seeing those kids running with, you know, and here it's 30 degrees outside, and the guys have their shirts off, and they're running with just their man shorts on. I go like, oh my gosh, I get half a block, and I'm already winded.
Right,
and that's just walking.
it's fun, but it's definitely a grueling sport.
So, have you done soccer and cross country since you were a freshman, I guess? I'm sorry. Freshman isn't really at New Braunfels High School anymore.
It was at the ninth grade center.
At the ninth grade center.
Yeah. Okay,
so you've done it since 10th grade, I guess.
Well, at freshman center, you still are on the sports team.
Oh, okay. All
so, right. Like, on the soccer team, we've got two freshmen this year that play with us. And as a freshman, I ran cross country and played soccer. And as a freshman, I also kicked on the football team.
Okay.
So
are you any good?
At cross country or
any of it, either one of the two.
I mean, I'd like to say I'm at least halfway decent.
Okay,
so
I don't know really a whole lot about soccer. What's your position in soccer?
I'm a striker, so I'm the guy up top, and my goal is to score goals.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes, I have a few this season. I don't know how many exactly.
Well, we'll probably add another one tomorrow during the playoffs.
Hopefully.
That would be good.
Yes,
sir.
That
would be good. Let's see. I'm just going to try to knock off some of my questions here for you. You are going to play a few tunes for us live.
Yes.
And we're hoping a lot of your fans, family, and friends are listening. And
hopefully.
And we'll be tuning in on the Facebook Live. That'll be mighty fine, mighty
good. Yes, sir.
Let's see here. Guitar-wise, you play an acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking you earlier what brand or what it was that you picked, and you said
I play Fender.
And why did you choose Fender over any of the others that are out there?
Well, I had a black Takamine.
Okay.
And it got broken.
Okay.
And one of the guys on my soccer team, the goalie's dad, his name's Eric Langenhahn. He worked down at the music store, but now he's the
yes.
Fender rep.
Okay.
And so he had this exact same guitar that I have. He played it for me. Mm-hmm. And he said he could get us a discount, and I love the sound, and so I went with that.
Well, Eric plays in a pretty cool rock band, too.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I know all those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
That that's a great band. Did he try it out for you before you got it? Did he kind of show you some of his crazy licks?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And you're a sole songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done any collaborations with anybody or anything. Where do you get your ideas, man?
From a lot of different places. I mean, really, a lot of the songs on the record, on the album thing that I did, there's only a few on there that I've actually experienced and actually gone through.
Okay.
A lot of it comes from, I don't know, years of listening to songs with my granddad, with my mom in the car.
Right.
You know, just getting inspiration from other people and knowing how songs work. Sometimes when I write a song, I'll sit down and say, you know, I'm going to write a song, and something just comes from somewhere deep down and kind of becomes something.
Okay.
But I don't know, really.
And you've been writing songs for how long?
Well, I've always wanted to write songs.
Sure.
As, you know, my whole life. But I started really getting into writing after my granddad died the summer of 2016. So okay. I guess almost 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got to start someplace.
Right.
And the songs typically will only get better as you go.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Oh, no, not hopefully. They will.
Right.
I mean, they're obviously, I mean, because you learn, and if everything is through experience, how much more experience do you see ahead of you? I mean, it's endless possibility.
Absolutely.
Of stuff.
Looking back from where I've gone to, I mean, starting songwriting to now, I've learned so much, and I've experienced so much. It's been really good.
Okay. So what comes first, the music or the lyrics?
Usually the lyrics, the music, the idea, the, I guess not the music, but the idea, the feeling, the lyrics. I might write a couple lines, a couple verses,
mm-hmm.
or maybe like a chorus, and then I'll go home and I'll try and figure like a, you know, get a progression or a riff or something that I like. And then work the rest of the song in that way.
Are you just maybe sometimes in a random place where it's going like, I've got to get a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And sometimes it goes to nothing, and sometimes it becomes, you know, something that every time I write a new song, I play it for my mom, and sometimes I walk out there and she goes, you know, that wasn't so hot. And, or sometimes she's, you know, crying or in, you know, really happy and is like, you know, that's really good. And, so.
Well, that's good. You bring a tear. You know you've got something going there.
Yes.
And as long as they're tears of joy. Right, Mom? hey, who are some of your influences?
My number one is Guy Clark.
Okay.
I think he's a great storyteller. He's very poetic. And I just... He reminds me of my granddad as well, who I looked up to.
Sure.
He was a craftsman. As far as with woodworking, and he would build his own guitars, and to me that's just very cool. I would always, with my granddad, I'd always go out and help him build, I mean, boats, drums, benches, tables, all kinds of stuff. And so him being a luthier is very,
right,
very cool to me. And then, I mean, every songwriter that is, I guess, emulates that kind of formula.
I can't edit that out.
Yeah.
We'll just keep that
no,
in.
Yeah, so. It's all good. you know, poetic, and I love a good storyteller, and they're honest.
Okay.
And that's something that I've learned, is to be honest in songwriting. So.
And really, honesty is knowing that you may or may not someday build a canoe.
Yeah.
You never know what might happen there.
Right.
Or at least maybe have a song about a canoe.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Where did you do your recording?
I do the open mic night at the Phoenix every Wednesday at 8:00.
Okay.
And the guy who runs it, his name is Billy Roy, and he's in a band called The Mismatch.
Okay.
And their drummer's name is Chris Compton, and Billy got me set up with him, and he, you know, sent me his address, and we went out to his house, and he's got a little barn shack type thing. I mean, It's just one little room, and
sure.
He's got, you know, microphones, and he's got it all set up, and we went out there the 2nd of January, and we're out there for a couple of days and just, you know, belted out songs.
Okay.
So,
well, if you look around you, great things can come out of small rooms.
Absolutely.
It's
great.
So, yeah, nowadays, studio-wise, radio station-wise, you don't have to have the biggest monstrosity
Right.
to put out good music.
No.
You know, a lot of guys are just putting stuff out. in their own little garage studios.
Yeah.
Maybe sending it out someplace to get mastered.
Yeah.
And stuff, and or making copies, CD copies, mm-hmm. just like this one right here that I got, folks. and that's good. And you're doing a lot of this, if not the majority of it, on your own.
Yeah, definitely. I got in contact with him, and we made this, and I've put it. It's on iTunes and everywhere, and Spotify, stuff like that. And
okay,
I've got it out there, and I just want people to listen.
Good. Well, so. We'll remind the folks again after you've played live,
yeah.
where they can find your stuff and stuff like that. I understand that you entered a songwriting contest just recently, or
yeah, there's a songwriting young musician contest out at a. Old Settlers Music Fest, mm-hmm. which is April 21st, 22nd, and the 20th. And that's just, it's just outside of Lockhart. And I entered, I guess, four or five songs into that. And I got an email back that said, you know, you've been selected, and I'll go play out there the 21st. And then I guess there's 10 of us, 10 finalists out of however many people applied. And then we each get 11 minutes to play a song, or play a few songs, I guess. And then they'll choose a winner who gets another spot later that day. So, looking forward to that.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. We wish you luck, man.
Well, thank you, sir.
It's going to be a great experience.
Yeah, for sure.
One of many more to come.
Exactly.
Those of you just tuning in, and as I say, I hope some of you are just not tuning in, that you've been listening for a little while, but we do have... New Braunfels' own Ethan Hansen in the studios with us. Going to be playing a couple of tunes live, and we'll be doing a Facebook Live as well. But at this point, I'm going to do my traditional Fast Five with Ethan Hansen and Bruce Allen here on Texas46Radio.com. I'm just going to be basically asking you kind of what your favorites of certain categories are. Just getting the listeners and your fans and friends a little bit more knowledge about you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And just as a reminder, there is no help from outside sources. Okay. So, you know, they're going to say, I told him not to say anything about us while we were in here, but it's just too late. Once you're in, you're in. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant? Ooh. How long do I have to? Well, is it like a fast thing that I have to?
That's correct. That's why we call this a Fast Five.
Fast Five. Okay, so like the first thing that pops in my head.
You need to get out a little more and eat a little more.
Yeah. Well, I always like seafood, so I guess the reel's pretty good.
Okay.
It's all nice right. seafood.
Okay, so if you go, what's your, just... Not one of the questions
yeah.
officially, but what's your favorite fish?
Favorite fish?
Of any kind. I mean, is it? Do you like are you the shrimp type? Or are
I
you
love
like
shrimp. Love catfish. I mean...
Just kind of seafood.
Seafood.
Okay.
When we went to Italy, I ate... They had little tiny octopus.
Okay.
They were pretty good. And they had all kinds of other weird things that you could eat, but it was a little baby raw octopus, and those were pretty good. So
yeah, when it comes to seafood, just kind of weird.
Yeah,
things we gotta get going here. Okay, that was just question number one.
Okay.
Number two, your favorite movie?
Favorite movie, The Searchers with John Wayne.
Okay, I would have never thought, would have never, but that's very good.
Yes.
Very good answer there. Your favorite vacation spot?
Favorite vacation spot. Probably Galveston. If I had to, I like traveling and seeing other parts of the world
okay.
for sure. But I also like Texas a lot.
Sure.
And that's the song, Texas is My Home. So, okay. I probably Galveston. There's hey. Something about the history there okay. that makes it different
sure.
than other beaches. And I like history.
Right.
I'm a huge history buff. And so probably Galveston.
Okay. That's a good one. I didn't ask you if you like rock music. Do you like rock music?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite rock song?
Rock song.
Not artist, but song.
Rock song.
Um, you want to narrow it down to an artist, and then we can go to a song?
Yeah, okay. Probably Tom Petty is probably my
Tom
favorite
Petty.
Rock artist.
Okay, and now, do you have a favorite of Tom's?
A favorite Tom Petty song.
You can look for an answer over there. Go ahead.
Even the Losers.
Okay.
It's a pretty good one.
That is a good one.
That's at least my mom's favorite.
That is. If I only could have had the video camera on the hint there, that was pretty good. Yeah. Loser! Yeah. I got it. Okay.
For me, my favorite of his songwriting comes off of his Wildflowers album, which I don't know if you'd consider that rock. But I like Time to Move On and Wildflowers are both, I think, songwriting-wise, pretty good.
Have you ever watched any Tom Petty documentaries?
No.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes.
Go to Netflix.
Watch Tom Petty.
I think he's got two of them on there. And they're, some documentaries are short, but this is a nice, lengthy one. This is like from start to finish. Uh-huh. It was the, I can't remember what tour it was, but it was, man, I sat there and watched the entire thing. I'm a big Tom. I never got a chance to see him live, but I loved his music.
Right.
And a big influence between all the groups that he kind of railroaded into, Traveling Wilburys and all of those guys like that. That was good. So if you think about it, and then you can check out other documentaries while you're there too, but Tom Petty's is a really a good one.
Yeah, I'll definitely go look that up.
And then the last one, this one stays constant. Never changes. Question number 5 is your favorite cartoon character.
Ooh, favorite cartoon character. Probably SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it SpongeBob or one of the others? Any of the other characters? Is there one that just kind of?
I don't know. Probably
Patrick or anybody.
Probably just SpongeBob.
Just SpongeBob.
Yeah. Ever since I was, my mom makes a joke. She watched SpongeBob before I was even born. Okay. By herself, and so it was it was basically instilled in me from the time I was born. So
I tell you what, when my kids were growing up, there were plenty of we had the Blues Clues days back then, and the movies, The Little Mermaid, how many umpteen hundred times can you watch The Little Mermaid? Very nice. So that was a fast five. I did have a fast five that took about 10 minutes a while back, but Carol, if you're listening, we'll work on that for the next time. We're gonna get a couple of live tunes under our belt here in just a second.
So
we're gonna get some things set up. I'm gonna get the Facebook Live camera going, and you're gonna do too. And what we're gonna do beforehand, typically what I do before we take this little break, I'll play a song, possibly from their CD or an artist CD that's here in the studio. But because I did not have his yet, I asked him what particular artist or anything that he would like me to play before the break. And so he popped up with Willie Nelson, and my heroes have always been Cowboys. So for you out there listening, all of those Willie fans, that's what we're going to do. So right now, here is Willie Nelson, My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys, with Bruce Allen, Ethan Hansen, and Texas46Radio.com. indeed. That was Joe Bailey with Prison Famous. An unintentional early spin for Joe here, because this is supposed to be the Ethan Hansen show. Not Joe Bailey, but a good song, just to say the least. It's Bruce Allen with you, Texas46Radio.com. We are live in the studio along with Ethan Hansen, and we are Facebook Living as we speak. So he's going to do a couple of tunes for us here, and what's the first one you're going to do, my friend?
I'm going to do So Long Small Town.
Okay.
It's the first one.
And did you tell me already or going to tell me? How did that one come about?
Well, so this I wrote it in November, and that was right around the time that they started construction on the loop.
Okay.
And they cut down all those big oak trees down on the Guadalupe.
Oh, that was a sad
yeah.
day. Sad
and, time. And we were driving up. I was driving with some friends up to Dallas to their farm. And I don't know, I just got this idea. It was so long, small town, like it was just growing. And then I'd been talking to my cousin, I don't know, a year and a half ago when we were moving stuff out of my granddad's house after he died.
Okay.
And they used to live in the Northwood subdivision over there by Oak Run.
Yeah.
And he was talking and he was saying how it's crazy that when he was in high school back in just 2009, 2010, nobody would go out to his house. Because it was so far out, right? And nobody would ever, you know, it was too far, you know, nobody would ever come.
Sure.
And he was talking about that. And now, you know, all these subdivisions are so much farther than that. And and right in that area, you know, you've got these strip malls popping up. And
gosh.
You know, there's all this stuff. And it just kind of realized that even though it's still got the small town feel, it's not really a small town anymore.
Yeah, that poor Taco Bell that's right there in the middle of that. You just drive right past it going, you got to turn all the way around to come back. Let's hear it.
All right.
Let's hear it, bud.
My house used to be out on the edge of town. And there wasn't a soul for miles and miles around. Now there's a supermarket square across the street. Turn my memories to dust and concrete. This used to be a place where everyone knew your name. And this old town's grown tired of the same old same. Rich folks have moved in and are changing things around. Guess it's time to say so long, small town. Well, they widen every road in this here town. Guess we got too many wheels spinning round. Every day just seems to grow more and more. Close your eyes and there's another big box store. This used to be a place where everyone knew your name. And this old town's grown tired of the same old same. Rich folks have moved in and are changing things around. I guess it's time. Say so long, small town. The town I knew was a hill country home, a place where wildflowers and the cedar trees grow. You can still see the stars not too long ago. Yes, some people just don't value the things I know. This used to be a place where everyone knew your name. And this old town's grown tired of the same old same. Rich folks have moved in and are changing things around. I guess it's time to say so long, small town. This used to be a place where everyone knew your name. I guess it's time to say so long, small town. guess it's time to say so long, small town.
Very good, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
That is nice. Great voice.
Thank you. Thank you very
and,
much.
And you know what ticks me off the most? Telemarketers and crap like that, you know? Did you hear it?
No. Oh, I heard it, but I didn't know what it was.
You know, you never... People call you at any time,
yeah.
And no matter what. And so you hear it go off. That would be a first, Facebook That's, Live first there, but you handled it well.
It just got to keep playing.
You just got to keep going on in there and just let the host yak about it. Hey, I hope that it didn't disturb you or anything.
No,
during
not
that thing.
At all.
But that's what happens sometimes. So you just think of it as a heckler.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great tune, man.
Thank you, sir.
So, what else you got lined up for us?
The next, I'm going to play "Not My Daddy's Son."
Okay.
Which is, I wrote this in December, and I sat down and hadn't written a song in a couple weeks, or at least a good song. And I said, I'm gonna write a song, and this is a song where I really learned what, you know, because my whole life, but I guess as I got more into songwriting, I started to study it and hear, you know, read articles about it and hear people talk about it, and everybody's always talking about being honest, and I didn't really know what that meant. You know, I thought it just meant, you know, write about things that are true and that happen.
Right.
But when I wrote this song, I realized that it's about, you know, writing from the heart and what, you know, being honest and what's happened to you and what you've experienced and what you know. And I just, this one kind of, I sat down to write it and I didn't have an idea of what I was going to write about.
Okay.
And it just kind of flowed out and came out of nowhere.
That's good. Good.
And yeah, it's more of a song. It's not to bash my dad, really.
Okay.
And I want to clarify that to anybody that's but it's more of a thank you.
Okay.
To other people who stepped up.
Sure.
After my parents got divorced and I didn't see as much of my dad.
Okay.
Because it's hard to not have a father figure from going from 10 years to, you know, the rest of your life.
Right.
And so it's more of a thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, nothing for anybody to feel uncomfortable about or anything like that. Everybody's got their experiences, you know?
Right,
and
absolutely.
That's where songs come from.
Yeah.
And that particular, I mean, that's just a drop in the bucket compared to some of the horrible experiences that are out there that people write songs about. You can get over or at least help and work on it and try to move past
right
the stuff like that, but you still have it forever in your stories that you write,
mm-hmm.
that you write about and put music behind.
Absolutely.
So definitely. I think everybody's excited to hear this one, so fire away, man.
Thank you. No, I'm not my daddy's son. I never broke a heart, never hurt no one. I never used my fist, never used my gun. So no, I'm not my daddy's son. Never drank a drop to forget my pain. I never watched my world go up in flames. And we may be kin, but we ain't the same. The only thing I got is his last name. Never shot the bird as it drove away. I never made excuses for the things I say. And I always try and own up to my mistakes. I never worn a mask or acted all fake. So no, I'm not my daddy's son. I never broke a heart, never hurt no one. I never used my fist, never used my gun. So no, I'm not my daddy's son. Mama always taught me right from wrong. She taught me about music and she taught me about songs. She said, I'm real sorry since your daddy's long gone. But you have a grandfather, he's a man that's strong. So no, I'm not my daddy's son. I never broke a heart, never hurt no one. I never used my fist, never used my gun. So no, I'm not my daddy's son. I thank my mama and my granddad, my aunts and my uncles for the life I've had. All the other folks who lent a helping hand and showed me how to become a man. So no, I'm not my daddy's son. I never broke a heart, never hurt no one. Never used my fist, never used my gun. So no, I'm not my daddy's son. You know, I'm not my daddy's son. I never broke a heart, never hurt no one. I never used my fist, never used my gun. So no, I'm not my daddy's son.
That was good, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's some real songwriting there, friends.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You know, when you hear some of the garbage that's out there nowadays, some of that stuff can easily be bumped out of the way and put your stuff in there.
Well, that's, thank you. I appreciate
that's
it.
That's what I got to say about some of this stuff that's out there, but that's neither here nor there.
I agree with you. There's some bad stuff out there.
Well, and you learn by listening to that stuff what not to do. Take
Definitely.
A different direction on it, you know, and where you're going right there is it's a great start for you.
Thank you, sir.
And I can say great start because it really is a start for you. Your career is just now getting, I don't even know what I say blossoming, but
it's starting.
You've got so much potential of what you can be doing.
Well, thank
but,
you, sir.
But now yeah. and in the future, so
absolutely.
Yeah, I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank
so,
you very much.
So, where can everybody get and hear your music?
Well, I've got CDs everywhere I play, every show that I would do. And then it's on iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora. I think that's Google Play. That's about it.
Okay. When they're looking it up, they're going to look it up under Ethan Hansen.
Ethan Hansen. Right now on Spotify, they've got me mixed with another guy. So.
I saw that guy, the long hair with the bun or whatever
he's
got.
Yeah, so they got a... They got. I sent in a request to have that fixed. I guess there's another Ethan Addison out there. But yeah, if you look up "So Long, Small Town," then that'll definitely be my music.
Okay. That's good. And there's 9 songs on there, which is good. Remember, we're still on Facebook Live,
so
you can give them your attention at any time.
Yes, absolutely.
You want to give a shout out to anybody?
My mom.
What? Okay. Even though they're here, good.
Yeah.
You got any friends? Any friends maybe listening too?
I hope so. There's.
You can't text them or anything to watch now. It's too late. But they can't see. The good thing I say about Facebook Live is they can come back and watch it at any time, over and over and over again. Maybe that's how they get these 1,000 views or something. I don't know.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure out the thing behind there.
I've got people that come out to the open mics every week, friends. So I guess shout them out.
Okay. Cool. So. That's a great thing.
Oh, and Julie, of course. Uncle Jeffy and my Aunt Jana and Sonia.
Of course.
Yeah. Kelly. Yeah, Kelly who brought me on here. So that
there
was
you
nice
go.
Of her. No, Noah.
That's gonna. Okay.
Uncle Tony.
Now we're doing the Fast Five.
Uncle Randy. Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate your support crew here
today
too. They they really I can tell they really appreciate what you do. And that you're doing it on your own with you're doing it the hard way, but you're going to learn the best way.
Absolutely.
I think.
And I'm,
so.
I'm blessed to have people that really support me and will cheer me on. So.
So when's your next gig?
Well, I guess my next gig is the festival, the Old Settlers Music Fest competition that I did.
Okay.
That'll be the next show that I play. I'm playing at the open mic at the Phoenix tonight, and then every Wednesday.
Okay,
after
so
that,
tonight, if you're
looking for something to do tonight, come out to the Phoenix at 8. We'll be playing some music down there.
There you go.
And then my next solo gig, I guess, is in July at the Farmers Market again.
Okay.
Which I played there on Saturday. But I'm talking to some people, trying to get more gigs for the summer. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that. So as I start to set up more stuff with people around town, I can announce those on there.
You're all in the right networking spots.
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right, everybody. We have been listening to great conversation and great music from Ethan Hansen. I hope you guys get a chance to go out and check him out live when you can and get one of his CDs while you're at the show. I know he'd appreciate it. And even though it may not be a physical copy, check him out on iTunes, Amazon, you said?
Yes, Amazon.
Spotify. Download it. Put it on your playlist and be done, my friends. It's Bruce Allen, Texas46Radio.com. Ethan and I, we're signing out of Facebook, and he's going to be heading on his way. Sir, good luck.
Yes, thank you, sir.
And thanks for coming in the studio, man.
No, thanks for having me. It's been fun. So
all right, we're going to hear a couple of words from some sponsors and get some more music going. I won't be coming back on the air like I do in the mornings. I'm just going to head on out, see my guests and guests on their way. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all in the morning, 9 o'clock sharp. Bye.